What exactly is the problem, Dr. Price? Director Camden called me in, but said you had the details on our patient. I understand this is where he's meant to be?
I couldn't send you the full file, I'm afraid. Some of it is, well, confidential.
Your correspondent said he had a nervous breakdown, that he was convalescing after a difficult time.
Mostly true, but...
Doctor, I need to know what happened to this man if you want my honest opinion. You called me here for a reason. What's going on?
Do you recall the Lakeshore raid?
I think so. Police swarmed a warehouse down there, right?
And do you know why?
They said it was a hostage situation.
Anything about it strike you as odd?
I expected more coverage. The news stopped talking about it fast.
Good. Anything else?
I'm sorry, Doctor. I'm not here to play games. Please, just tell me what's going on.
All right. Gareth Rourke was present during the raid. He's barely spoken a word since he ended up in the regular hospital. After a month, they transferred him here.
Not spoken? Much? Or at all?
The occasional one or two word response, but we've struggled to get through to him. He won't talk to us. I've called you here to see if a fresh face or perhaps a new voice.
I see. Yes, I can attempt to break through with him. How long do you want me to try?
He's been here for 6 months. His finances are solid enough that he can stay here indefinitely. I'd like him to get back to living, though. He's a young man.
Young? How old?
How old would you guess?
40s? Mid to late?
He's only 34.
I mean, he doesn't look it, but trauma can age a person. What did he do for a living before all this?
An author. Horror novels, pieces for magazines, that sort of thing. Must have done well for himself, though, I admit. I never heard of them.
This sheds more light on the problem. You're looking at a highly imaginative man who may have turned the hostage situation into something vastly more elaborate.
A solid theory. What can we do to get started?
Is he dangerous?
He's never caused any trouble whatsoever. He spends most of his time in his room, staring out the window or reading through one of his books. We only lock him down at night.
Ah, all right. Well, I'd like to be introduced to him. I'll try talking to him right away.
Excellent. Thank you, Dr. McCormick. The door's over here.